Hey, welcome to the Guitar Radio Show. We're here with Sergio from Schecter Guitar Research and Amplification. Schecter has a new line of amps out right now. It's the Hellraiser, both a 100-watt half stack and a combo 212. Sergio is going to give us some of the specs. What's up, Sergio?
What's going on, Guitar Radio Show? Schecter here at the Dallas International Guitar Festival. So let me give you the skinny on our Hellraiser 100 USA amp. This amplifier was created by amp designer James Brown. If you guys don't know who he is, check him out. He's done the PV Classic 50 series. He's also done amps for Eddie Van Halen, Satch. He's done it for like all the guitar gods. So he's a really great guy and helped us develop these amps. So I'm just going to give you the skinny on the amp and give you the bullet points. So these heads are a 100-watt all-tube design. And they are also 50-watt switchable, and they have four 12AX7s in the power section, and in the preamp section, and they come loaded with EL34s in the power section. But you can also switch the bias to U6L6 if you want a tighter bass sound. This amplifier also has two independent channels on it, and the clean channel has two clean voicings on it, actually. So you get a USA clean, more twangy, chimey sound, and then you can hit the dip switch to switch over to the UK sound, and that's more of like a, you know, British kind of mid-rangey punched, you know, sound. So that's the clean channel there. And on the distortion channel...
Sorry, keep going. It's all right. We're here at the Dallas Guitar Show, and they're letting us know that we're at the Dallas Guitar Show. Keep going, Sergio. It's cool.
All right. If you can hear me, I'll keep going. Okay, so to channel two, the lead channel distortion here is based off of a West Coast high-gain amp. So, you know, this distortion can go anywhere from hard rock to metal and everything in between. So check that out. And this amplifier also has built-in noise gate, a boost switch, and a boost dial that controls the boost on the volume of your lead channel and also the gain.
Right.
And we also have a presence knob on there, of course, and then your master volume. So it's a pretty versatile head. It has a focus knob as well. And, you know, these days people are getting more into lower and lower playing. People like to use 7-string guitars, 8-string guitars. There's 9-strings on the market now.
Right.
But the problem with those guitars is traditional guitar amps won't cater to those frequencies.
Right.
So we put a focus knob here on the Schecter Hellraiser amp. And if you look at it over here, it's got four modes on it. Or the best way to think about it is two 6-string modes and then a 7 and an 8-string mode. So you have the normal mode on there that lets the head act as, you know, as it was designed, and then you can switch onto the tight mode, which will cater more towards percussive playing. So if you're into like staccato metal stuff, or if you're into funk, just that sort of thing, it'll just tighten up the sound.
Right.
But now if you go into the either 7-string or 8-string realm, you have a switch setting for that, and it opens up the frequencies of the head so that you don't miss out on all those cool lows in there. And then you know, it also works great for just if you're even a 6-string player who likes to detune. Personally, I love playing in drop B, so that's already in the 7-string realm, but on a 6-string. So I can use the 7-string mode and, you know, get some good beef out of that thing. So that pretty much sums up all of the features of this amplifier. And then we also have a combo version of the head, which is the exact same model, chassis, and design. So whether you want a head for a half stack, or if you want the combo amp, you're getting the exact same tone. There's no sacrifice on capacitors or parts or any of that thing. It's the exact same American built head. And to go along with this amplifier, we also have of course the Hellraiser cabinet, and the cabinet is also built in USA. It has four vintage 30 Celestion vintage 30 speakers in there, so that's definitely always a pleaser.
And tell us about that other cabinet that you were talking about yesterday.
Oh, right. That's right. Okay, so we also have one more addition that we did not bring to the show because, you know, they probably would have kicked us out for this one. But we also have, we also have a Schecter Hellraiser depth charge cabinet. And now what that cabinet has is three guitar speakers in these sections here. And then on the lower bottom left-hand corner, it has a 12-inch depth charge subwoofer with a baffle design on the inside and a 200-watt power amp on the inside. So, you know, if you're one of those players like myself who really just needs to feel that sound on stage so that you can just really get gritty on there. You know, you have total control. You can either add or, you know.
Well, that's a mind blower in and of itself right there. That's a very unique and I think cutting edge design. I love that idea. I got to hear this amp yesterday, both of them, the half stack and the combo, and I think they're versatile. I think they're, to me, I said yesterday, it's the best amp that I've heard in the last 10 years.
Oh, that's great.
And, you know, and I really stand behind that.
And then you really get one.
You know what? It might happen. The combo is really, it spoke to me yesterday for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, Sergio, thanks for being on the Guitar Show. And how can folks find out more about this particular amp and the rest of the Schecter's line?
You know what? If you want to find out any more information on this or any of our other lines, go ahead and check out SchecterGuitars.com. And that website also has everything on our amplification section as well. So just click on the tab and you'll have everything there. We also have one more head that we didn't bring to the show. It is the Sinister Gates Signature Hellwind head. So it's basically the same setup as this amp, with the exception of an extra distortion channel, which is modeled after Sinister Gates' favorite 800 that he actually had James Brown tweak. So once we put that in here, he retweaked it again. And, you know, it also has the West Coast sound, like this one is known for on the distortion channel. And then it also has the two clean voicings on the clean channel. So check it all out on SchecterGuitars.com.
All right, great. Sergio, thanks, man. Have a great rest of the show.
Hey, no problem.
All right, man. Thanks.